Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Pennsylvania parents prevail with regards to obtaining information regarding so-called sex ed curriculum in the elementary school. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Well, parents of elementary school students in State College Area School District have finally received access to review sex ed curriculum after Liberty Counsel and the Pennsylvania Family Institute's Independence Law Center intervened on their behalf. This is a situation in which the parents had repeatedly asked to review this material, which they have a right to do, but in fact, they were denied repeatedly. Liberty Counsel got involved. We sent a demand letter. We also provided, Matt, to the parents a sample model non-consent form so that they could fill this out and expressly advise the school that they do not consent to have their son or daughter be exposed to this school sex ed curriculum. So now the school has seen the light, and they will allow the parents, as they must, to actually review this curriculum. Parents, Matt, have the right. Mom and dad knows best. They know best. Father and mother know best. They know best for their children as to what they should be taught with regards to this and other issues in the schools.
Yeah, and this just goes back to that kind of age-old battle. I'm reminded of Hillary Clinton's book, you know, It Takes a Village to Raise a Child. Yeah. That's the left's position here, is that children are all of our children. They're the collective children. They're the community children. And therefore, you know, we have a right to educate them as we see fit in our elitist wisdom. And parents are just kind of a hurdle that we have to overcome here. So this battle between rights such as these and the rights of parents, it is ongoing.
You know, parents, they have the right, as you said earlier, they need to be vigilant. They need to ask questions. They need to say, I want to see everything my child is being presented in the classroom, because you've got the Human Rights Campaign, you've got Planned Parenthood infiltrating the so-called educational curriculum.
Yeah, and so what happened is we got contacted by concerned parents that had made multiple requests to school officials to review the entire human growth and development sex education curriculum. They also wanted to review the slides, the presentations, the multimedia presentations, the sources, the textbooks, and any other supplemental materials, including planned web links or videos.
And not just censored presentations, everything.
Everything. They have a right to know. They wanted to review it. But the school district denied the request, even though the parents have a right to know. And as Holly, you mentioned, what we have found in some of these so-called sex education curriculum is either Planned Parenthood is promoting this material and they're providing it to the schools, or GLSEN, the Gay, Lesbian, Education, Straight Network, they're doing the same thing. Both of them provide information that is radical in their approach, Planned Parenthood, certainly regarding...
And much of it pornographic.
Yeah, right, I mean, very teaching kindergartners how to be sexually active and things
like that. Pro-abortion, yeah.
Pro-abortion, and also how to engage in certain sexual acts to people in the elementary schools.
Yeah.
And GLSEN does the same thing. They do it under the guise, GLSEN does it under the guise of tolerance and inclusiveness and bullying. Of course, it has nothing to do with that. And this stuff is coming into the schools. We have a number of situations that we're working on right now where kids in kindergarten through fifth grade, the elementary school level, same level as this school here in Pennsylvania, without the parents' knowledge, all of a sudden they come to school one day and they get shown this video.
Oh, yeah, that teacher in Wisconsin.
In Wisconsin, yeah,
his coming out video.
Yeah, the science teacher. So he comes out as neither being male nor female, but he says he's actually both. So don't call him Mr. or Miss anymore. Call him Mix, M-I-X or M-X. Why? Because he's a mixture of male and female. And so he changes his name, and he reads them a story, and he gives a story about how another woman also is, quote, mixed, that she's male and female at the same time. And so that's what he is. And so he, with the blessing of the principal, shows this video to every single child, kindergarten through fifth grade. I mean, if you had, I can't imagine, as a parent. If I found out that my child who's in kindergarten, first grade, second grade, through fifth grade, whatever it is, came home that day and they watched this, you got to be kidding me. But this is what's happening in these schools. Kids are being indoctrinated. And so they have a right to know. The parents have a right to know.
They have a right to know, and they have a right to speak up. And there's strength in numbers. They should go to before the school board. They should demand a meeting with the principal and voice their displeasure and their opposition to this type of propaganda. And that's what it is. It's harmful propaganda.
Yeah, the enemy is after our children, whether in the womb or not. And, you know, now we even have like these so-called drag queens coming to libraries and churches, presenting children with this perverted view of sexuality. It's just evil.
Well, Pennsylvania law recognizes that parents have the right to have their children excused. I'm quoting, quote, the right to have their children excused from specific instruction that conflicts with their religious beliefs. They also have a right to be able to notify them upon receipt by the school entity of a written objection. The parents have a right to opt their kid out or not even have their kid in that particular sex ed curriculum. So Pennsylvania gives them that right. The law recognizes the rights of parents to have their children excused from certain instruction that conflicts with their religious beliefs. And many states have that similar kind of law. They, however, oftentimes these schools ignore it, and they will honor it only in the breach. So they will not abide by what's in their written law, whether they know it or not. And they should know it because these are the educators, and they know what the law is. Sometimes they just intentionally violate it. And the problem is that once you ring the bell, it's hard to unring it. Mm-hmm. And that's what is happening in these school curriculums. So we got involved and sent the demand letter. This is happening all over the country. Fortunately, here, they're able to inspect, and now they'll be able to opt their kids out.
You know, but one woman, she kind of took the lead. She actually homeschools her children, but her children are in this district part-time taking classes. And she took the lead, and she repeatedly demanded that they be able to see. She said, just gave her an answer that was a sham until finally we intervened to help in this situation. But again, it just shows you parents can make a difference because they have the right.
They do have the right. And so I would encourage all of you listening, and this is a great example, Holly.
Mm-hmm.
This one parent was actually homeschooling, but her kids still had some interaction with
sure.
the school.
But she's a parent. She has children.
So just because you don't have children in that school doesn't mean that you should not ignore what's going on. These are your community areas that are being affected.
It's your ministry.
This is a ministry. I mean, this is a field where you need to find out what's going on. And then educate the other parents so that they can have a voice. Find out what's going on. What is being taught in your school? Many of you listening, some of you are different age groups, and some of you are still in school, and some of you have just finished school, but many of you have been out of school for a long time. At least you haven't been in the kindergarten through fifth grade for a long time.
Well, it's a different age.
And it's a different day, people out there, and that's why don't think about what's happening now is what happened when you were in school. Mm-hmm. It's a different day. So stay informed. And when you find something, in fact, you can do your own public records request. You don't have to wait on us. Every citizen has the right to do a public records request of government entities. And so you can go in and inspect these curricula.
And have a voice at school board meetings. You know, be involved, be informed, speak up.
Yeah, ask the school, why are you teaching this stuff? And a lot of the parents, they may not even know. So be proactive. That's what happened in this case. They're proactive. They got denied, but then they contacted us. We now have allowed them the right that they already deserved, and now they can opt their kids out once they see what's in this curriculum. So for more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org, lc.org. Remember to check out our emails. We have a number of them that can keep you informed on religious liberty, life, and family. Right there on the front page, you can sign up for a multiple series of emails to keep your voice informed and active in our nation. lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776.